Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in on a Tuesday. My most sincerest congratulations to the Georgia Bulldogs for pulling off the win last night against Alabama. There. Was that sincere?
You're so gracious.
It was better.
Better. Work on
it. All right. I have a question. And I don't want to risk bogging down the show before we get the rundown at 8 after.
Should you wait to ask the question then?
Well, these can be two simple questions.
Okay.
I always learn when I hear a Captain Deb promo at the top of the hour. What the hell is a sheep's head?
It's a fish.
It's a fish. I actually heard of it. I'm not sure. It looks like a sheep's head.
Does it look like a sheep?
No. I never thought so. It's just called a sheep's
head. When you pull it out of the water, is it like, bah? I mean, it's got wool on it?
Yeah, Craig. It's got wool on it. The thousands of years, the thousands of years that fish took to develop the hair follicles while living exclusively underwater, but the sheep's head did it.
Does it really look like a sheep?
No.
I don't think so. And what about a pinfish? I mean, I know a lot of people that I call pinheads, but what's a pinfish? Is that like a narrow, thin fish or something?
Yeah. Used for bait.
Sheep's head fish actually looks more like a zebra.
It's got more, it's got zebra stripes.
Stripes,
on it.
Black stripes.
Why don't they call it a zebra fish? That makes a lot more sense. Why don't they call it that?
I don't know. Let's put a petition together. Change.org.
All right. Captain Deb has some explaining to do on Saturday.
They have a sheep's head. They're kind of nasty. They have a knack for stealing bait, so a small hook is necessary. They're hard to locate in a boat. Locating with a boat is not difficult. Look for rocky bottoms or places with obstructions, jetties, and pilings of bridges and piers. The average.
I love it when Pete's never baited a hook in his life. He's sounding like an expert.
I've baited plenty of hooks. I'm not a great fisherman, but I know how to bait a hook. Hmm. I've used worms. I've used crab. I've used other chunks of fish. I told you. I'm doing this. I'm getting my little container of fruit from Publix, and when Captain Deb takes me out, I'm going to, at one point, cast with a piece of cantaloupe or watermelon. It will happen.
And you're going to catch no fish.
Probably not, but I don't care. I'm not about catching fish. I'm about the company and having fun.
It's got teeth like sheep.
A lot of people are texting in that it got like full size teeth like humans.
Yeah, Google. I mean, do you have a computer in front of you?
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm reading the text line right now.
Yeah, they got
people are sending them in left and right.
Several rows of stubby teeth.
Yeah.
The frontal ones.
I mean, they got this fish has a nice smile.
The frontal ones closely resembling human teeth. Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be bit by one. That could take off your finger.
It's not a
piranha, but that looks like a nasty fish. What tastes like? Does it taste good?
Yeah, delicious.
Tastes like chicken. Yeah.
The average one is between 3 and 4 pounds, which normally you have to throw back, don't you? But the big ones can reach 10 to 15.
All right, and IU Daughter says, and we're late. Here we are. Time now for a Sports Center rundown at 7 minutes past.
Hold on.
Okay, if we're late, it's not my fault.
Okay, I'll shoulder this one.
Because it's sponsored and everything. You got to have it lined up.
I had to get my play-by-play sheet here and handy. So I'm ready, Craig. Whenever
you got
you're ready to go.
Sponsors lined up. Like planes at the runway at RSW. Are we ready? Here we go. Now almost 8 minutes past the hour. Time for a Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
And this Sports Center rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Naples, featuring the all-new, totally redesigned S-Class. Visit us online at mbnaples.com to reserve yours today. All right, play-by-play tonight. Got 6 games in the NBA. A doubleheader on NBA TV starts at 8. Golden State at Memphis, followed up with Nuggets at Clippers. Out of the NHL, we got 7 games tonight. The Lightning are in Buffalo at 7 o'clock, and Vancouver in Sawgrass taking on the Panthers also at 7 o'clock. 12 top 25 teams take the floor tonight. Number 19, Texas Tech at number 1. Baylor, 7 o'clock on the Deuce in an unranked matchup, but people care. Miami at Florida State, 8 o'clock ACC Network.
Okay, Chris is already moving forward, saying basketball's underway. You're all jacked up and ready to go.
These pictures of this sheep's head fish are unbelievable. It almost looks like a horse or a camel's teeth. Like,
I was going to go donkey.
Wow.
But yeah.
Oh, donkey, yeah, that's another good one.
Wow.
Everybody but this tastes like delicious. This tastes good?
Yeah, it's said to be delicious. Everybody says delicious and delightful, and they feed on crustaceans, oysters, clams, and barnacles, fiddler crabs, and other crustaceans, yep.
With these human teeth, like a picture that Buddy S. just said, it looks like it could talk to you.
I know. It's creepy.
It's like, please throw me back in the water, sir.
I'd feel bad catching it. It's just,
got a lot of personality.
Kind
Does
of
it talk?
Kind of looks a little.
Can it talk?
A little like Craig.
What do you mean it looks, Todd looks like me?
Like Craig, if you were a fish, you'd be a sheep's head.
Well, I do have a nice set of teeth. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's it. Bill in April says they taste bad. Oh, I get it. Sheep. I get it. That's
good.
Hold
on.
Drum roll, please. All right. All right. Here's what I want to do. I want to play a little bit of sound for Georgia because we got to give them the props. You guys don't want to, but I will. And then we'll hear from Stephen Ross. And then Pete's got projected. He's got
no.
Opponents.
I project. We got all the schedules out for next year officially. So
we just don't have the dates, but yeah,
we've got the dates. But we can kind of speculate some of the bigger games, maybe opening day games.
All right. Let us play the final call last night on ESPN. Georgia finally gets the 41-year monkey off the back, the journey in the desert on the way to the promised land, whatever cliche you want. It's a final. Georgia wins.
And one more play for the Georgia defense. Georgia on the mountaintop. Demons be gone, and the drought is over. National champions at long last.
At long last.
If you catch a sheep's head, how do you get the hook out? I mean, you gotta be different. Right? Somebody said you stab it through the face and kill that. But, I mean, that's, you know, most fish you can stick your thumb in. You're not going to get bitten off. You stick your thumb in to take the hook out with this thing, it's going to bite down, right? You're going to lose a finger.
You're going to lose it. Here's the deal.
Yeah, I mean, you have pliers. You can use it like that and just hold it by the gill. That's how you would hold it.
Yeah,
or the bottom of the the belly.
But it doesn't seem like one of the more dangerous fish is to de-hook. A stand, you know, unlike, you know, that's on the piranha. Barracuda.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
like
piranha.
That. Yeah.
So Georgia fan who listens to our show has waited to get off work today, has waited 41 years to hear us comment on the Georgia National Championship, and the Three Stooges here get bogged down on sheep's head fish. How about that? And it's my fault. I take the blame.
I didn't bring it up.
Okay.
I did. Well, it's Captain Deb's fault, really. She had a promo at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Yes.
In fact, she just tweeted a picture. She just texted a picture to us.
It's her fault.
How do you unhook the thing? I know you hold it by the gill, the bottom. I guess, but.
But the great thing is it can floss with the fishing line.
This is so stupid.
I'm fascinated by this fish and the teeth. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Craig.
I am much more fascinated by a sheep's head fish and their teeth than the Georgia Bulldogs.
I mean, Georgia's been champion for like 19 hours. Like, move on.
Sheep's head been around forever.
That's right. But this is the first time we've discussed the sheep head on the Sheep and a Shepherd show.
She may have to call and explain how you get the hook out of the fish.
Just remove it.
But it's with all those teeth, big Craig Sheeman-like teeth.
It's a 4-pound fish. It's not going to crush your finger like you get bit.
You don't need a 4-pound. It doesn't matter the size of the fish. A piranha that's like weighs about.
Has sharp teeth that can break into things. But this does not.
Yes, it does.
This is all flat teeth. They're all. It's a plant eater.
They eat crustaceans. Oysters. They bust up. Could you ever try to bite into an oyster and try to crack it?
First of all, why would I eat an oyster? It's disgusting.
Delicious.
But it is the booger the ocean.
Please.
An oyster is absolutely the booger of an ocean.
That's too bad.
Look at an oyster. They're the exact same thing.
A clam or any other a bar. Anything, a mussel. You're going to bite a mussel?
If it's out of the shell.
No, but they bite into it while it's – they didn't stand the shell to try to open it with those teeth.
We know nothing about this topic, yet we insist on talking about it.
I absolutely love this. I could not have anticipated a Georgia championship.
I need clarification. I hope Captain Depp calls in because I need clarification. This will keep me up at night.
I want to talk Stetson Bennett.
Yeah, let's talk Stetson Bennett.
How he was drunk on Good Morning America this morning?
I don't know. I'm trying to give Georgia their due.
They deserve it. We gave
all right, let's play. Speaking of drunk, let's play from WSB TV. Report was going on, and drunk Georgia fans were trying to crash the live shot. Let's take a listen to this.
Can I get a kiss? Let me tell you something about them Georgia Bulldogs. We're the baddest team in the land. We got the baddest team in the land. We got the baddest.
Hey, we're
going
to send it back to you, Georgia,
we
right now.
Some real bad dogs. Salty. It's a salty bunch we got. Yes, sir.
Craig, you're going to love this. You're going to love this, what's happened over the last 10 minutes.
What's that?
Kids at Alabama are abandoning ship.
Fire Nick Saban!
Seven players in the last few minutes have gone to the transfer portal. Tight end Jaleel Billingsley, offensive lineman Tommy Brown, linebacker Drew Sanders, quarterback Paul... Paul Tyson, he is the great-grandson of Bear Bryant, doesn't want to stay.
Uh-oh.
Well, he was never going to play.
Stetson Bennett was never going to play, and he ended up winning the championship.
Craig, Bryce Young is there next year. He has one more year. He has to play college football. And then Arch Manning is coming to town.
You're not getting Arch Manning.
Why do you say that? You act like
it's some Bear Bryant's grandson.
It's some crazy idea for Alabama to get the top recruit in the country, huh? Never happened before.
Sticky Patent right now at 5:14 on January 11, 2022. Arch Manning not going to Alabama. Fact.
We've already got our predictions.
What did we say? Because I don't remember.
Craig, you said Tennessee. Pete said Ole Miss. And I said Alabama.
I thought I said Texas.
What did I say? You said Texas. I have Texas written down. I don't know what I said on there, but
you said Tennessee.
Sorry.
They're all the same. They start with a T and they're orange.
I saw the T and it just, yeah.
Okay.
And talking fair. Manning, Tennessee, it was a like verbal
mental
vomit.
Block. That's okay. That's all right. All right. Are we done talking about Georgia and Sheep's Head?
No, and I've been told Arthur Bilsbrand was saying that, you know, Snapper has teeth and fangs. And I love Red Snapper.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've never seen teeth on a fish like this. I mean, it's unique.
Yeah.
Unique. Okay. He says, hold a fish with a towel, use a hook remover, a tool similar to needle nose pliers. Okay.
Yeah. Very good. All right.
I don't know.
On to Miami. Stephen Ross. Of course, he fired Brian Flores. There's a couple cuts I want to play here. Cuts one and three, Chris. Cut one, he felt like Brian Flores had to go.
I've been looking at this over 3 years now and watching the organization grow. And I think an organization can only function if it's collaborative and it works well together. And I don't think that we were really working well as an organization that it would take to really win consistently at the NFL level.
Hey, more importantly, I see a text here from Faith. After 41 years, Georgia finally wins a natty and beats Chris's Bama to do it, and you buffoons are talking about fish,
yes.
Which is a fair comment.
Yeah, it is.
Faith, where have you been? We thought you, like, moved away. I haven't heard, we haven't had text from you in a while. Let's catch us up on your life.
We talked Georgia for a couple of hours. Yeah, it's fantastic.
And we did do Georgia the first couple hours.
And we had Georgia in Wikipedia.
I was sincere in my congratulations, although I'd made a strong argument that there's a big asterisk and it's an illegitimate championship.
You're a big asterisk. So,
Rose is a bedroom guy. Deion Sanders is clearly getting Arch Manning. You know what? I'll put that on the board. That's not a bad idea.
They just got, top wide receiver?
He's got a second top 300 recruit.
Yeah. He won't be there long.
Deion?
Yeah, if you can recruit.
I'm surprised he's still there.
If you can recruit like that at Jackson State, Mike Norvell better win.
Although, if I'm the number one recruit and I decide to go there, Deion better be there for a year or two or I'm going to be livid.
Well, okay, so what? If you're dating it, like, oh, you're mad at me. Ooh. Like, sorry. No.
All right, here's one more from Stephen Ross. Cut three, Chris. He says the new coach that he will hire, and this is consistent with Stephen Ross, does not have to have prior head coaching experience. Maybe it's time he should get somebody with head coaching experience.
I mean, we're going to look for the best man. You know, certainly having the experience always helps. But I'm sure, you know, if we believe we find somebody that's exceptional, that's been a coordinator or in some other position in football, I certainly, you know, would look at that, you know, very seriously. But our mind is open. We're just looking for someone that can work together in taking this roster and taking it to its next level.
Hmm. Yeah, we went through this about, but again, I have a hard time. I saw this morning a whole montage of Stephen Ross press conferences from the very beginning since he bought the team. Mm-hmm. It's about 5 minutes of them Pro Football Talk. It is laughable. The before and afters of everybody that has come and gone. And I'm telling you, for me, no offense, if that guy is owning your team, you're not winning squat.
Well, yeah, and you know what? I've been under the impression that all the Deshaun Watson stuff came directly from Stephen Ross. I don't know who it. I mean, we had a pretty good discussion earlier. Was it Stephen Ross? Was it Brian Flores who was putting together a good face in front of the media, saying he was a Tua guy? Chris, can we also play cut five? Stephen Ross, and he says next year the coach will decide who the quarterback is going to be. I don't know that I believe that either. You guys could discuss as well, but here's Stephen Ross.
Did you ever end up speaking to Deshaun Watson? I know there was a report that you were granted permission, and do you plan to explore acquiring Watson again this offseason?
I have no plans. It will be up to the head coach in terms of what he does with the quarterback. At this, Tua, as I said before, I have a lot of confidence in Tua, but it's really going to depend who the next head coach is and in the direction that he wants to take that position.
How come Chris Greer wasn't mentioned?
Is that just a smart answer so it didn't get called for tampering? Okay. I don't know.
Well, it could be that part. But the coach is going to decide. But what about the general manager's name wasn't mentioned about acquiring?
Correct.
It's kind of odd that Chris Greer's name wasn't mentioned. I don't know.
What he says and what happens around that building, it doesn't seem to add up.
Nope.
By the way, I'm not going to go as far as Pete over here to, pee on my campfire. But, you look at the track record. This guy doesn't really know what he's doing upstairs. And instead of stepping back, you know, he said it right there in the sound clip. I determined that there wasn't enough collaboration and communication within our front office and our coaching staff, and that needed to be fixed. Okay. We'll see.
He keeps saying the same. This when the montage, Chris, which was funny, and you can actually watch it on demand. I think you'll get a kick out of it because he says the same stuff every time. It's really quite
hysterical.
I'm
not going to watch it.
By the way,
it hurts too much.
Miami has put in a request to interview Cardinals defensive coordinator Vance Joseph for the head coaching job. He was Miami's DC back in 2016. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did he have a cup of tea as a head coach with – not Denver, was it?
Yes, it was Denver.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that didn't go swimmingly, did it?
2 years with Denver. I mean, he had Brock Osweiler as quarterback, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't he take over after
was that post
John Fox?
Kubiak and Fox?
Yeah.
Might have been. Yeah.
I think
that sounds
was.
About right. That sounds about right.
Well, is he better than Brian Flores? I don't know, man.
No. So, look. Well, first of all,
he was Dan Quinn, which is the ultimate joke.
He's interviewed
the absolutes that you speak with coaches. Like, you can't fail at your first time coaching and
not now.
Fix your ways and change things. Like, the guy coached a team to a Super Bowl.
Dan Quinn, and then he got run out of town.
He coached a team to a Super Bowl.
And then he got run out of town.
Who
and if Dan
cares?
Quinn coaches the Miami Dolphins.
Not everybody gets a coach that stays there for 25 years.
I guarantee you poll all your fans here that are Miami Dolphin people, and if you say anybody wants Dan Quinn right now as your head coach, you're crazy.
If you know for certainty that he is going to be the coach, then go ahead and speak on it. They requested an interview with the guy.
Well, I understand that. I understand, well, but I'm saying if they hire him, though, I think it's a disgrace.
Chris, to your point, did Adam Gase get better
disgrace.
With his second gig?
Yes.
Or would you hire Matt Patricia for his second gig?
No, but what happened to Bill Belichick, his second gig?
Bill Belichick also took his team to the playoffs.
What happened to Holmgren in his second gig?
He got overwhelmed by wearing two hats. GM and coach.
It's just nobody knows. Nobody knows. We were sitting over here laughing at the Philadelphia Eagles for hiring Nick Sirianni because he's nervous behind a microphone. Guy can coach.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's nervous. He just had some interesting things to say.
Oh, he's still nervous behind a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the way what your organization is headed to, Chris. I'm sorry.
Well,
and it's not the players. It's not the players.
I know that's how you feel.
There's a culture about it that doesn't feel right. It's consistent with his ownership.
Okay.
You got to grant me that. It's consistent with his ownership, which has been completely inconsistent.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
But you're over here talking about how it was this massive disgrace that Brian Flores, who had this phenomenal 23-25 record as a head coach and lost the last two seasons in a row, had games that his team had to win, and his team laid eggs both times. Both times. Now, do I think Brian Flores is a good coach? I do think Brian Flores is a good coach. But that doesn't mean that he could work well with Chris Greer and Stephen Ross in the ownership and Tua. There are reports that his relationship with the quarterback and the GM had deteriorated, where it was beyond repairable. So what do you want the owner to do in that situation?
Ross,
get rid of the quarterback and the GM?
I'll grant you everything you said except for one thing, which you're 100% wrong on. Stephen Ross can't work with anybody.
He's worked with Chris Greer for 7 years.
And that maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem, getting a lot of ass-kissing from Chris Greer and not a lot of results, except for a lot of coaches that have been fired.
You just complimented the rosters that he put together, so which one is it? You just said that you think the players are good on that team, and that's on Chris Greer to put those people in place,
right?
Some of it
is, but I also think Brian Flores, if you put Dan Quinn coaching that team at 1-7 last year, I don't think he wins seven games in a row.
I know that's what you think.
Do you believe he would have?
No, I don't think so, because it had never been done before. But that doesn't mean that they're not talking on the field. They have said behind the scenes it was a bad working environment, flat out. That's what is being said.
And Stephen Ross's mind, it's a bad one. Like everybody else he's hired, has ended up as a bad working environment.
Well, pardon me. That's the guy that's not going to change in this, and it's my team, and I'm not going to sit over here and just throw my hands up and say, Pete Shepard said for 6 years the Dolphins don't have a shot. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to try to spin it in a positive way.
Spin it as positive you want. I'm telling you, my opinion is that as long as that guy owns the team, you're not going anywhere.
I know. You've said
that's all I'm saying.
You've said that.
That's all I'm saying. And so far, I'm proven correct. The last 4 years, what he has done, those press conferences, go back on Peacock and watch them. It's embarrassing to hear him, his before, during, and after stuff. It is a joke. It's a joke.
All right. I'll jump in. The three-minute round is over. Call it a draw.
How about those Georgia Bulldogs?
Congratulations. Heartfelt congratulations there. Paratrooper says, Belichick's second gig was with the Jets, not the Patriots, so it did not work out. You know what? Technically, he's correct.
You're right. He's a quitter on them.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, Pete's going to run down
some of the cool stuff.
We already got the matchups for the NFL next year. We don't know the dates. We know the teams. We'll do some of that. We'll have some fun with that. If you want to call in and tout your fandom of the Georgia Bulldogs, have at it. 239-337-ESPN. Also, caller 9 right now. We got the food truck wars in Southwest Florida.
Woo.
The German American Club of Cape Coral. This is Saturday, February 5th. You can find details at espnswfl.com. Pete Shepard will actually be an eating judge, a tasting judge. You get to see him out there, but you get free admission if you call now. Caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Congratulations to Mark in Fort Myers. He was caller number 9. We Have some breaking news.
Yes, we do.
We got to fire the sounder. Going to scream. Wake everybody up. Let's do it.
Don't scream. You don't have the voice to scream.
Breaking news!
Well, breaking news. It's happened. Remember, the Giants had planned to keep Joe Judge a few weeks ago after some embarrassing losses, the weird post-game press conference that went on for 11 minutes with one inch, and a quarterback sneak seen around the world. He gone. Fired. Bye-bye. Joe Judge out as head coach for the Giants.
Wow.
I'm just surprised it took this long.
I'm counting at home now. So we got the Broncos, the Vikings, the Bears, the Dolphins, the Giants.
Yep.
Is that it? Five openings?
And maybe the Raiders, but...
Maybe the Texans still as well.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Texans seems to be some rumblings going on there. Yeah. Wow.
So that meeting, remember the speculation he was going to go in and maybe have input on the new GM. It's so tough when you fire a coach and not the GM and vice versa. When it happens, it's a sign of dysfunction on the whole. Mm-hmm. And the New York Giants, I tell you, it was a disgrace to watch what happened. I felt so bad for those players that practice hard all week, I believe, and then you go into a game like that and your coach gives up, just forfeits.
They were the only team that didn't really play hard on Sunday.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, lots of teams were out of it, and they all played hard.
Yep.
Except them.
Yep. I'm
trying to think who else.
You're right. Now, Jacksonville played hard. The Lions sure as hell played hard.
Texans played hard.
Yeah, they were in that game.
Texas made a great comeback. That was a three-point game. And they were down by a lot, and they still fought. And
it's Ryan Tannehill for you.
Sure as hell wasn't Julio Jones.
Ryan Tannehill did have a couple of nice plays in that game.
No, he missed Julio on a touchdown as well.
He did. I saw that.
Because he didn't think he'd be open. He just mailed that in.
You're not open.
You're an asterisk. Everything you say is an ass said in 2017. For everything you say, it's like a parenthesis around it.
I call it straight.
Oh, like you see it, huh?
Yep.
You don't always see it right, but you call it the way you see it.
I'm up until this year, I was right 96% of the time.
No.
Off to a slow start, but I had a strong day today.
At what? When?
59-57 composite score, Georgia, Alabama. Alabama national champion.
That is so absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, so you agree that UCF was the national champs a few years ago, right?
Why would anybody say? No, I did not. Why?
Well, they were undefeated.
Well, hold on. They were undefeated. Score. They beat Auburn. Auburn beat Alabama. Alabama won the championship. You just said it.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I'm not letting you put words in my mouth. That's not what I said.
That sounded like exactly what you said.
That's exactly what I did not say.
Your logic is right on par with the UCF national championship logic.
I disagree. And you're an Alabama apologist, so I'm shocked that you appall me today.
Can I be honest with you? I had this thought late last night. Well, after the pick six, I was getting upset, and I just kind of was like, you know what?
It happens.
They were going for their seventh since 2009. Like, this team we're playing hasn't won since 1980. Like, that's got to be a great feeling for Georgia fan today. And I honestly was happy for Georgia fans. I know that fan base deals with a lot of crap, particularly the Atlanta sports fan, with all the heartache that the Braves have given you, with all the heartache that the Atlanta Falcons have given you, the nothingness that is the Atlanta Hawks. Like, good for the Atlanta sports fan. Go Dogs. Way to go.
You're weak, Chris.
I'm not weak.
You think Tom Brady ever said, you know what? I've won too many Super Bowls. Let me feel good about the Giants. Let me let them beat me.
Craig, I need to make something very clear to you.
Whole different ball game.
I don't have a lot in common with Tom Brady. Particularly the killer instinct that he has.
Occasionally, over the years, you have the same do. You have the same hairstyle.
I have had the same hairstyle. Yep,
there's no question
about where it ends.
Yeah.
Yep. But Nick Saban clearly slipping, going 2-2 against assistants this year. Yeah. And now he's
hot
seat. Seven players transferred today from Alabama, one from Georgia.
He wasn't even mad last night after the game. He knows that he did a heck of a coaching job this year with this team that he had.
Yeah,
I did
That's
not.
That's right. He was almost giddy for Kirby winning the title.
I did not think that Alabama would make it this far. Did not think. Actually, I didn't think Alabama would make. After they lost to A&M, I thought a healthy Bo Nix and Auburn. In Auburn was going. I thought Alabama would lose that game, and I think with a healthy Bo Nix, they probably do lose that game.
But you got to give Bryce Love credit because absolutely. He made a couple of throws on fourth down that probably nobody's going to remember. And if it wasn't for those throws, they wouldn't have won that. They wouldn't have won. I mean, you do, but I mean, other people are going to that was a
well, you do that, and then it's game. And then it's. I think Alabama still would have gotten to the SEC championship game though. They wouldn't have made the playoff. That's for sure. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would have had Notre Dame in there probably instead.
All right, in our remaining moments, but, Pete Shepard, you've had a glance at the matchups.
Yeah, it's a glance at the future schedule. The schedule's out, and again, in case everybody knows, it's a home and away against its three division opponents, right? That's six games. Then the four teams from another division within its conference on a rotating three-year cycle, which is also four games. Then the four teams from a division in the other conference on a rotating four-year cycle, which is four games. And then there's two interconference games based on the prior year standings, two games, and one interconference game based on the prior year standings on a rotating four-year cycle. Some people always bitch and moan about, why are they playing this team every year and what happened? I'm telling you, it's not that complicated, but it seems more complicated when you explain it. Anyway, so let's start with Miami.
All right.
So I'm not going to read the divisional games because we all know the Bills, Jets, Patriots. All right. So their home games next year, the Browns, Steelers, Texans, Vikings, Packers.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a great home schedule.
Go ahead and buy those season tickets now and flip three of those games and you made your money back.
On the road is just as impressive. On the road, at the Bengals, at the Ravens, at the Chargers, at the Bears, at the Lions, and at the 49ers. That's a tough schedule right there, boy.
I'm gonna predict right now, Dolphins at Lions, not on in this market. That just feels like we're going to get screwed out of that.
Well, that could be a Thanksgiving Day game.
I'll make that bet, Craig.
We'll get to that. Craig, that could be a Thanksgiving Day game.
Yeah, well, it could.
But sticking the AFC East. So the Patriots, they're at home against the Ravens, Bengals, Indy, the Bears, and the Lions. On the road, it would be at Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Las Vegas, Green Bay, Minnesota, and Arizona. Mm. Now, if you're looking at the Lions.
Yes.
The Lions will be home against Philadelphia, Washington, the Bills, Miami, Jacksonville, and Seattle. They will travel to Dallas, the Giants, Jets, Patriots, and Panthers. So trying to think, Thanksgiving Day game? Please don't be the Bears again. I mean, they can't do that, right?
Oh, it'll be the Bears. Absolutely.
No. Why not the Packers?
Justin Fields
could also
superstar.
Be the Packers.
Why not the Packers? Or the Vikings? Or the Eagles?
Justin Fields, superstar.
How about the Bills?
The Bills played on Thanksgiving this year, didn't they? Didn't they play the Saints on Thanksgiving night?
I believe, I think it was a night. Yeah.
That feels like
Miami. That'd be great. Miami on Thanksgiving Day in Detroit. I'd like that.
I don't think the NFL is going to give Miami an awful lot of primetime slots next year.
Well,
nope.
Welcome to 1 o'clock on Sundays.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens.
A lot of 105s on that schedule.
By the way, that Lions schedule you just gave me feels like 10-7. That's preliminary. Don't sticky pad me. It's 10-7. Big turnaround. Worst of first. Did you just play the drum roll?
10-7? Come on.
It's only seven more wins than we had this year.
It's half the season.
Somebody at Coastal Carolina asked about the Raiders. Raiders at home this year outside the division. Texans, Indy, Patriots, Cardinals, 49ers. Raiders on the road this year. Jaguars, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Rams, Seahawks, and Saints. They do not. The Raiders do not come to Miami.
10-7?
Well, all right, let me rephrase that.
Well, look how many close games you lost.
Exactly, Pete. Lions greater than Dolphins record-wise next year. That you can sticky pad.
Craig, I'm gonna recommend you stay away from the building for 30 days. They're conducting random drug tests around here.
Maybe it's an asbestos. I don't know.
I enjoy working with you.
Yeah, well, feelings mutual. But as I told you the other day, Lions roster better than Dolphins right now. More stable coaching situation. That's a fact.
That is a fact. That's the only fact you've said all day.
Young Sean, we mentioned this about 15 minutes ago. We know Joe Judge has been fired. Yes, it's Josina Anderson at it first. Yes.
That's Officer Sean. Get
Officer
it right.
Sean. Windy City says, can't have Miami on Thanksgiving. Those colors don't work on Thanksgiving when I'm trying to nap.
You're right about that.
That's true.
The early game?
The dullness of Chicago Bear blue does a lot when the tryptophan's setting in.
Yep. Here's Tampa. Tampa's home schedule outside the division. Home against the Packers, Chiefs, Rams, Bengals, Seahawks, Ravens, Buccaneers on the road.
Oh, my gosh.
Arizona, 49ers, Steelers, Browns, and Cowboys.
Tom Brady should retire right now.
Well, if the Buccaneers should win, if they win the Super Bowl, if they do win, I can and they beat Green Bay, say it comes down to that in the NFC Championship, I could see them hosting Green Bay and they open her on Thursday night next year.
That's if Tom Brady comes back. That sounded like about 12 primetime games for the Bucs.
Me too. I was thinking about the network promotion. Tom Brady versus insert star quarterback here.
Packers, Chiefs, Rams, Bengals, Seahawks at home. On the road, Cardinals, 49ers, Steelers, Browns, Cowboys. Holy cow. Then just going to Green Bay, if they should win it, if they were next year, if they were to host, they are hosting Dallas, the Giants, the Patriots, Jets, Titans, Rams. That's a great home schedule too on the whole. They're away, Green Bay, at Bills, Dolphins, Eagles, Washington, and Tampa.
Steaks and Chops texting in. I turn on the radio and I hear Craig saying, the Dolphins have less talent than Detroit. Whoa! Y'all are allowed to drink on air now? Detroit Pizza, take the sticky pad sandwich. Take the sticky pad sandwich, Chris. The Lions will not be better than the Dolphins next year. And Dopey says Detroit will be on the clock for the first pick in the 2023 draft.
No, they won't. They'll be better. Listen, for the 4-5 years that we've done win-loss games, I have gotten the Lions record right from the offseason within one game every single year we've done this, right?
And you're on the record for 10.
Yeah.
No. I said that was unofficial, but right now that's an early projection.
Okay. Have you said that it's official?
No. Let's not get crazy.
And Jacksonville, just real quick for the Jaguar fans, the two that we have. The Raiders, they're home. Raiders.
All you clowns.
Broncos. Broncos, Raiders, Ravens, Cowboys, Giants. They're all coming to Jacksonville on the road. You go to Kansas City. The Chargers, the Jets, the Eagles, Washington, and the Lions. Jacksonville, right. Detroit, Thanksgiving Day, 12:30.
We could do some.
Love it.
Oh, that'd be a nightmare.
Love it.
I might even sleep through that one. All right, coming up, we got What You Got as we roll here through a. Right. Anything on the air tonight? We got nothing?
Negative.
Yeah, but yes. Well, not here, but I recommend ACC Network and watch Miami go to Florida State against a very. 8-5, but well-coached team, and win as a 6.5-point underdog, completely disrespected.
All right, What You Got coming up next, Shemina Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Shemina and Shepherd.
And What You Got is brought to you by Backstreet's Bar and Grill, 47 Terrace in Cape Coral. Last night, I gave you an easy winner. Pacers Celtics under 215.5, and they hit 199, and that's with overtime. That is a Craig Sheeman special. Relax and enjoy. So I thought I'd let's see, 1-0. Let's go 2-0 this week, shall we? Suns Raptors will fly past the over. 223. Take the over. Suns Raptors. Shepard.
All right, I too gave you a winner last night, taking Craig's Pistons at +11.5. And even though they were down by 20 early, they won by 10.
That's right. Don't give up.
Congratulations to all. Seriously, I'm going with Miami Hurricanes tonight at +6.5. I don't understand that line. Now, I know Florida State just knocked off Louisville, and Leonard Hamilton's an excellent coach, but the Hurricanes are playing really well. They've won 9 in a row. They're 5-0 in the ACC, 13-3 overall. It's an embarrassment that they're not ranked. And 6.5 just seems like way too much. So I love the Hurricanes tonight, +6.5.
Yeah, I like your thinking there. All right, crystal ball.
Unlike you two winners, I gave out a loser last night. We missed the total in the championship game by a point and a half. We move
That's
on.
Close.
That's all we do. Alabama played last night. Alabama plays again tonight. The 24th ranked Tide at home laying three against number four Auburn. Seems too easy, right?
Yeah.
Give me the Tide laying the three.
Roll damn Tide. Again.
Again, yes, yeah. Probably not as much fanfare around this one as the game last night, but still important in my household.
Yeah,
very important. Got to get, yeah, absolutely, Chris, absolutely. But to be clear, your household roots for the Tar Heels above Alabama in basketball, just to be clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Have you guys watched the ACC network on?
Yes.
We have it now, right?
Yeah, we have it. Yes, we do. I think it's what, channel 1325 on Xfinity.
Is
I just say
FSU and Miami on tonight?
They're on tonight.
ACC network.
8 o'clock, ACC network.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
We'll be watching. Should be rocking.
All right.
Should be rocking.
Very good. Tomorrow, we got the Wednesday Wisdom. And now we have another job opening in the NFL, in case you missed it. Joe Judge has been fired by the New York Football Giants.
Yes, that meeting. I mean, I wonder what changed. I wonder what changed the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the way he coached or didn't coach in that game. Decided to take a day. He took a day off, like Ferris Bueller'd the game.
The Mara family started watching his post-game rant on tape delay and just got done watching it and said, what is this?
It only took a day and a half.
He saw that they got rid of Gettleman and Joe Judge hid for a day. So I'm not going in. I'm going to take a sick day.
Then they called him and, like, bring your playbook.
Yeah.
Bring your playbook. And people were thinking that maybe he was going to, and rightly been thinking he was going to have a say in the GM, because that was rumored.
I know. That sounds like a meeting. In retrospect, that sounds like just something some media hack made up.
Why didn't they fire the coach, too? Oh, maybe he's got the say in the GM. When you fire the GM and the coach doesn't get fired at the same time, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I can understand the speculation.
Maybe Joe Judge will come to Miami and give Pete everything he wants out of life.
You know, be careful what we wish for, because when we wished for Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach to come to the SEC, it happened. What we wish for on this show happens. So Joe Judge with the Dolphins, I should start rooting for this.
Bet you Flores gets interviewed with the Giants.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that'd be cool. All right. So we still Texas still the Texans still seems iffy with Culley, and there was one more maybe.
Well, it's Bisaccia maybe, but I mean you got to give that guy a lot of credit for what he's gone through with the Raiders.
All right, that'll do it for another terrific Tuesday, everybody. Thanks for listening. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me, everybody. Great job as usual. Have a good night. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.